All right, members, guests, welcome to our committee meeting today. John, will you please call the roll?
Chair Bowen.
Here.
Vice Chair Diaz.
Here.
Lankinama Cruz.
Here.
Representative Ahern.
Here.
Representative Baxley.
Here.
Representative Clallam.
Here.
Representative Edwards.
Here.
Representative Holder, excuse. Representative Hooper.
Here.
Representative Peters.
Yeah.
Representative Rooney.
Here.
Representative Williams.
Here.
Representative Workman.
We have quorum. Thank you, John, and I guess we have lights as well. All right, I think we're on. Everybody can hear, correct? Good. Okay, good afternoon, members. As you know, the only item on our agenda today is House Bill 569, the campaign finance bill that we workshopped at our last meeting. At this time, I'd like to recognize Chair Schenck to explain his bill. Chairman, you're recognized.
Thank you, Chairman. Members, quickly, HB 569 is the campaign finance reform bill that we workshopped last week. And so with that, Chairman, I think there's some amendments, and we can just get right into those if you want.
Thank you, Chairman. And we do have members' amendments. You'll see those in your package. We have a series of amendments by Representative Williams. The amendments can be found in the amendments packet on your desk, as I said. Each amendment has an amendment number at the top of the page, so let's try to stay on track there. And Representative Williams, you are recognized to explain your first amendment, which is barcode 850979.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Before we go to that one, first amendment, I know there was a question that Chairman Schenck was going to look into as far as the impact on local governments, as far as the limits. And I want to find out before we get into this posture of amendments, if we could.
All right, we'll divert briefly on that one question. Does this bill preempt local governments from setting campaign finance limits?
Correct.
And I will let Chairman Schenck opine, but I believe the answer is no, it does not. Chairman, you're recognized.
Thank you, Chairman. Yeah, Representative Williams, this bill does not do that, and I don't foresee adding that to the bill. So you're like your local government that's at the $250, that'll stay intact for you guys.
Okay. Thank you, Chairman. So, Representative Williams, you are now recognized to explain your First Amendment, which is barcode 850979. You may proceed.
Thank you. The First Amendment to House Bill 569, this amendment removes the provision that will allow candidates to use his or her own campaign funds to contribute up to $10,000 to another candidate. And that's the amendment, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Representative Williams. Are there questions on the amendment, members? Questions on the amendment? Hearing none, is there public testimony on the amendment? By the way, our guests in the audience, I meant to mention it earlier, if you have not filled out a public testimony card and you would like to speak today, please get one here on the front table and fill it out and get it up to us so we can make sure we recognize you. Okay. Seeing no public testimony, is there debate on the amendment? The chair would ask Chairman Schenck, is this amendment friendly to you?
Thank you, Chairman. You know, I'll give Representative Williams a lot of credit. He's talked with me numerous times about ideas he's had for this bill and campaign finance in whole. So, you know what? In the spirit of working together, I think we should adopt this amendment.
Thank you, Chair Schenck. Representative, you are recognized to close on your amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and I want to thank the bill sponsor for working with me on this. I believe that this adds even further transparency to this bill that I think at some point we would all want to ultimately support, and I think by accepting this First Amendment definitely gets us into a posture that at least I believe personally will convince me at some point that I could support this bill, and that's my close.
Okay, thank you, Representative Williams, for closing on your amendment. All in favor of the amendment, indicate by saying yay.
Yay.
Yay. Any opposed? And by that, the amendment passes. On to Amendment 2 by Representative Williams, and this is barcode 302989. Representative Williams, you're recognized to explain your amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Amendment 2, hopefully I'm in the right amendment. Amendment 2 removes a provision in House Bill 569 that will allow unlimited contributions to a candidate. To a PC.
No, Representative Williams, this is Amendment 302989. I believe you're referring to Amendment 5.
My office may have gotten it out of order. Let me pull it back.
Take a minute and find 302989. If this helps you, I believe this is a conforming amendment for the First Amendment that right. just passed.
Oh, yeah. Williams. Okay, yes. I'm sorry. This amendment strikes the language from line 961 that allows a candidate to retain up to $100,000 in surplus. No, hold on. Excuse me.
It's okay.
Strike the language that will allow... Yeah, I got my cheat sheet that I was given, and this is a conforming amendment. Two is this a conforming? It removes line 742 and inserts committees, no person or political committee, and it just conforms with the amendment we just adopted.
Thank you, Representative Williams. Having explained his amendment, are there questions on the amendment? Members, any questions? Is there any public testimony on this amendment? Seeing none, we're in debate. Is there debate on this amendment? Chairman Schenck, I'd ask the same question. Is this a friendly amendment?
Thank you, Chairman Boyd. Yes, seeing as though this conforms with the previous amendment we adopted, I would suggest we adopt this one as well.
Thank you, sir. Any other debate on the amendment? Seeing none, Representative Williams, you're recognized to close on the amendment.
Wave close.
Having waived close, all in favor of this amendment, please signify by saying yay.
Yay. Yay.
Any opposed? Thank you. And by your vote, Amendment 2 passes. Now we're on Amendment 3 of 5 by Representative Williams. Representative Williams, you recognize to explain your third amendment, which is barcode 882471.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chair. This amendment removes the current... This amendment essentially puts us back at status quo where we are as it relates to the limit on the contribution. Currently in the bill, it outlines a $10,000 limit, and this would keep it at the $500 limit.
Thank you, Representative Williams. Are there questions on this amendment? Members, questions on this amendment? You are a quiet bunch today. Representative Cruz, you're recognized.
Just to be clear, thank you, Mr. Chair. Just to be clear, this amendment is taking the contribution, individual contribution levels back down to $500 from the proposed $10,000. Is that correct?
Representative Williams, you're recognized.
Correct.
Representative Cruz, follow up. Okay, thank you. Other questions, members? Seeing none, is there public testimony on this amendment? Seeing none, is there debate on this amendment? Representative Baxley, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would speak in opposition to the well-intended amendment simply because with the other changes we're making in this bill, there has to be a way to meet the needs of candidates. It takes a certain amount of revenue to run campaigns, and I think the transparency in the bill more than compensates for the changes that we're making in that area, and I would request that we oppose this amendment.
Thank you, Representative Baxley. Other debate? Chairman Schenck, I would ask you, is this an amendment you're friendly with?
Thank you, Chairman. Again, we discussed this issue at great length during the workshop last week. I think, you know, the purpose of this bill is to create transparency. In order to do that and clean up a lot of the extracurricular third party groups, the campaign limits were raised from $500 to $10,000. I cited a Supreme Court case that actually threw out a $460 limit. So I would say that this amendment is not friendly. I'll urge the members to vote it down.
Thank you, Chairman Schenck. Anyone else in debate? Seeing none, we will ask Representative Williams to close on his amendment. You're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And members, let me share with you the reason I put forth this amendment was really to say, look, the system right now as we know it is not broken. We were all elected under the same rules that this amendment will put us back at. We, with all due respect to my colleague that says that, you know, we need to have the ability to, cost of campaigns have gone up. Well, explain that to, the little guy who cannot, who runs against an incumbent and who needs the opportunity to get out and get his message out. Last session we had an opportunity. We had an opportunity last year to vote to discuss and debate a redistricting plan that the Constitution, that the people of the state of Florida said these redistricting maps should not favor incumbents. Well, by putting this at $10,000, I think that's what we're doing. We're giving incumbents even greater chances of reelection. And though we're here and we get a job interview every 2 years, we should make sure that we try and keep the level playing field as level as possible. And I want to cite one thing for you. As we get ready to embark upon this opening session, we were going to hear from Governor Rick Scott in his state address. Well, March 5th in 1991, then Governor Lawton Childs said these words. He said, "First, we must repair our covenant with our people. I believe that these are three major ways to strengthen our bond. The first involves how we get elected." And he was talking about his lieutenant governor. He said, Buddy and I limited our contributions to $100, and they were elected to the highest office in the state of Florida. And over 75,000 people contributed to their campaign. And those names are now permanently inscribed in our special interest book in his office. And he said, we got elected even though we were outspent more than 2-1. And so at that point in his speech, he looked to the speaker, and he said that at that time the House was getting ready to take up a bill that would have reduced the current and then the current limits to $500. And we've been operating since 1991, members, under that same law. And I will tell you that each and every one of us, we found it in a way to make sure that we ran and won our election. We went door to door. We knocked and we worked hard. But I tell you, by bringing more money into this process, we see and we talk about all the time about what goes on in Washington, D.C., about how much money is in the process. Well, I will tell you that by increasing these limits does not look out for the small guy. It does favor incumbents. It does fly in the face of what we talked about over and over again, incumbent protection last session. So, members, I would encourage you to keep our limits at $500 and make sure that we give everybody at least somewhat of a better fighting chance to come up here and fill these seats that we are so blessed and so fortunate to have. And I would urge you to support this amendment because the process is not broken. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Williams. Having closed on this amendment, we will now vote. All in favor of the amendment signify by saying yay. Any opposed? Nay.
Nay.
And the amendment fails. Representative Williams, you are recognized to explain.
Roll call.
Sir?
Roll call.
Roll call? Fine. Was there two?
That's two hands?
Okay. All right, seeing two hands, we will have a roll call vote on Amendment 3.
Chapoy?
Nay.
Representative Ahern?
Nay.
Representative Baxley? Representative Cleveland?
No.
Representative Cruz? Representative Diaz?
No.
Representative Edwards?
No.
Representative Holder? Representative Hooper?
No.
Representative Peters?
No.
Representative Rooney?
No.
Representative Williams?
Yes.
Representative Workman? the bill passed. The amendment passed. Fail.
Yes, thank you, John. The amendment failed. All right, moving on to Amendment 4 of 5 by Representative Williams. Representative, you're recognized to explain your Fourth Amendment, barcode 873859.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This amendment amendment number four, as provided in subsection B, will give the organizations that have large memberships the ability for uniform contributions less than $150 per calendar year, the ability to submit their reports in a more concise manner. That's the amendment.
Thank you, Representative Williams. Are there questions on the amendment? Questions on Amendment 4? Members, any questions? Seeing none, is there public testimony on Amendment 4? Seeing none, is there a debate on Amendment 4? Representative Axel, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I speak in opposition to this amendment simply because I think if we're going to have transparency applies to everyone. And I don't think the size of the contribution should determine whether we're going to be transparent enough. I understand the reporting questions, but most of that kind of reporting is automated. Once it's established, it's easy to report. And I would think in the spirit of transparency and accountability to the voters, we would want to know all the contributors, small and large. For that reason, I would ask the members of this committee oppose this amendment.
Thank you, Representative Axley. Representative Cruz, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Mr. Chair, I speak in favor of this amendment. Again, I want to reiterate what I said in our workshop when we speak in terms of groups like the realtors who give a very small donation annually. Perhaps it's, again, I think I mentioned once before, perhaps it's $12 for the year. Then you're asking and forcing that organization to report $1 for 50,000 entries every month. And then as the campaign cycle draws nearer, they'll be doing those 50,000 entries monthly and then weekly. And I really think that we should take into account these organizations and the good work that they do and not create what I feel is overwhelming the whole notion of transparency.
Thank you, Representative Cruz. Representative Schenck, would you like to speak? Oh, I'm sorry. Excuse me one moment, sir. Representative Hooper, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members. I'm having trouble. I think I understand the purpose of the amendment. My problem is the amendment language says if I, as a member of a political committee, pay about $12 a month, I have exceeded that $150 per calendar year. Therefore, I have to do it. But if I pay less than that, I don't. That's what it says. So if the interest here is to have an elections and campaign bill of transparency, that seems to carve out an exception that makes it not transparent at all, very opaque, and I would urge the members to vote this amendment down.
Thank you, Representative. Anybody else in debate? Representative Schenck, or would you like to comment?
Thank you, Chairman. Again, this issue we discussed at length during the workshop, and I would encourage all these members, after all the work we've put into this bill and the effort to increase transparency in our electoral process, I firmly believe that none of us should want to give exemptions to that transparency, so I urge all of you to vote this amendment down. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, sir. Professor Williams, you're recognized to close.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just to clear some confusion, I think if you look at line 76, there was it puts it at 150. So if they gave $12, they gave, using your number, your math, I think that's 144. So that's all right. So In interest of clear disclosure, the amendment eliminates the reporting clutter, which inclusion of large numbers of small contributors would create, while still providing the names and addresses of those contributors and the amount of each that each contributes. I am by no way saying that we should circumvent the transparency that we currently have in our process. This amendment provides a grouping of small contributors with the identity of the organization which is the sponsor of the political committee to which the small contributors belong. This provides additional disclosure of where the money is coming from and the organization. And for example, an organization that has, say, for example, almost 140,000 members, this would create, with this reporting that House Bill 569 looks to implement, would create 1.68 million separate entries within the campaign documents that we have, and thus that's where I come with this clutter that you would have. And so I would urge us to work on this and to work with the bill sponsor. I look forward to working with the bill sponsor. And so at this time, Mr. Chairman, I want to pull this amendment, but with the hopes that we can, Chairman Shake and I can work on this a little bit further to get some clarity as it relates to the impact that this bill would have on those various organizations, but also making sure we keep transparency in the process.
Okay, hearing that, Representative Williams, it has been referred to the committee. It's been taken up by the committee. So are you moving to withdraw the motion or withdraw the amendment?
At this time, with the hopes that we can work together on trying to make this a better product before it reaches the next committee or before it reaches the floor.
Which will require a vote by the committee. So all in favor of withdrawing the amendment, say aye. Opposed? Nay?
Nay.
So your amendment stands to be voted on.
Okay.
It's back in your ball.
Okay.
In your court, Mr. Chair.
Having closed on the amendment, in light of the... Did you have a motion? I'm sorry, Representative Diaz.
Yeah, I move that we do a roll call.
Okay. So roll call has been requested. So, John, would you please call the roll on amendment...
Four. Chuck Lloyd.
Nay.
Representative Ahern.
Nay.
Representative Baxley.
No.
Representative Cleland.
No.
Representative Cruz.
Yes.
Representative Diaz.
No.
Representative Edwards.
No.
Representative Holder. Excuse. Representative Hooper.
No.
Representative Peters.
No.
Representative Rooney.
No.
Representative Williams.
Yes.
Representative Workman. The amendment failed.
Thank you, John. Okay, moving on to Amendment 5 by Representative Williams. Representative Williams, you recognize to explain the Fifth Amendment, which is barcode 304573.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Members, this amendment to House Bill 569, our campaign finance reform package bill, this amendment removes a provision that allows a candidate to retain $100,000 in surplus campaign funds for the use in the next election for the same office. If the candidate does not run for the same office in the next election, the funds must be disposed of as usual. And again, members, this is just another opportunity for us to ensure that we have greater transparency. And also it gives us opportunity to make sure that we're not voting on a package or a bill that would favor incumbents. And so I'm hopeful that we can work together with the bill sponsor, and with that, Mr. Chairman, I will request that we withdraw this amendment with the hopes that we can work together on cleaning up this language.
Okay, we will accept that, Representative Williams, having withdrawn Amendment 5. Members, we are now back on the bill as amended. Are there questions on the bill as amended? Questions on the bill as amended? Seeing none, is there public testimony on the bill as amended? We have one that's signed up, Jessica Miner. Executive Director of the League of Women Voters. Welcome, Ms. Minor. We're happy to have you, and you may proceed.
Thank you so much, Mr. Chairman. My name is Jessica Lo Minor. I'm the Executive Director of the League of Women Voters of Florida. And today, on behalf of the League, I would like to thank the committee for their interest in passing substantive campaign finance reform legislation this session. Like you, we believe that fairness and transparency are key to ensuring accountable government. We are deeply concerned, however, by the proposal to lift Florida's cap on campaign contributions from $500 to $10,000 per election and from $1,000 to $20,000 per election cycle. The League advocated for the current cap when it was established in 1991 in order to discourage pay-to-play practices within Florida politics, and we believe that contribution limits are essential to preventing corruption and undue influence from tainting our political system. While we applaud steps towards greater transparency in reporting, we hope that you will not lose sight of the fact that our government functions best when the general citizenry, rather than a small cadre of wealthy donors and special interests, are the main source of political contributions. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Minor, for your testimony. Anyone else from the audience that would like to speak? Seeing none, is there debate on the bill as amended? Is there debate on the bill as amended? Representative Baxley, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I rise in support of this fine piece of legislation. If there's two very important aspects about operation of campaigns, it should be that they're transparent and accountable. We know that it takes a certain amount of revenue that is going to make it into the process, and I think our experiment with low campaign contribution limits has proved that we simply give barriers to people to try to figure out how do they support and finance the campaigns of members and prospective members that they wish to support. And I think for incumbents as well as newcomers, that barrier has been a problem. And there's been a lot of contortions through these third-party ventures to try to affect elections. And I think we've just made it a shell game when we can really just back up and make it transparent and accountable by being very clear and quickly reporting who's investing in what. And as far as small contributors, you know, I'm a small contributor to many causes, and I would like to think that my contribution is just as valuable as a large contributor. And I'm just as proud of those small contributors on my report as I am of the large contributors. And so I feel like that all these donors to campaigns who are expressing really their First Amendment right to be a part of supporting different candidates and causes, that we should just simply make that easier for them to be transparent and accountable with their participation. I think this will be a dramatic change. You know, gone will be the days when people can hide behind a secretive third-party group to put out nasty attack ads that we don't know who they are or who's talking. And I think this is a tremendous step forward in transparency and accountability to the voters. So I'm proud to support this bill today, and I thank Chairman Schenck for bringing it forward.
Thank you, Representative Baxley. Next we have Representative Cruz, followed by Representative Diaz, then Representative Clellan. Representative Cruz, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I want to tell you that I sincerely appreciate and really applaud Speaker Weatherford and you, Chair Boyd, and you, Chair Schenck. I applaud your commitment to eliminate the committees of continuing existence. I believe that these CCEs have diverged from their intended purpose and too often serve as slush funds for legislators seeking to avoid Florida's lobbyist gift ban. I believe campaign money should be used for political campaigns and not to support a lavish lifestyle of an elected official. Chair Schenck, I really appreciate today's amendments and the fact that you called a couple of amendments friendly. I appreciate that spirit of bipartisanship and working together. As we move toward enhancing transparency and campaign finance reporting standards, I agree that Floridians have the right to know where the candidates are getting their money, who's paying for campaign commercials. However, I have concerns that there are a few key provisions of House Bill 569 that deserve a little bit further discussion, and I look forward to discussing them more in other committees today. I won't be able to vote for the bill, but I appreciate the fact that we're moving forward. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Ranking Member Cruz. Next, we have Representative Diaz. Vice Chair Diaz, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I believe that Florida's current election system is fundamentally flawed. The system only encourages donors to give to third parties that are not accountable to the people. By placing artificially low limits of $500, donors are simply contributing to CCs where no one knows who they are, how much they have raised, or how they have spent it. With Rep. Chang's balanced approach, we will still allow donors to contribute to the campaign or cause of their choice, but now these contributions will come out of the shadows and into the light where all voters can see them. I believe that the steps that we're taking today will create a system where the voters will be empowered and the process will be fully accountable to them. I support this good bill that brings much-needed reform to our elections process, and I hope that all of my colleagues will do the same. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Diaz. Next, we have Representative Cullen. You're recognized, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and thank you, Representative Shank, for this very good bill, in my opinion. I'll echo what most everyone up here has said so far, and that is, you know, the voters want to know from where the money comes and to where it goes, and they want to know that it's not going to third parties who can live off this CCE. So I support the bill. I had a few reservations in the beginning about the frequency with which we had to report certain business groups, but I think we can get around that, and I think the benefit of additional disclosure outweighs the potential sort of a cog in the wheel, so to speak, with reporting. But I applaud Representative Shank once again and urge support of the bill. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Cullen. Next, we have Representative Ahern, followed by Representative Hooper.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Recognized. Sorry.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Let's face it, we would all like to see less money in the political process, but we know that that's not going to be an option, and that on balance and together, these reforms address the problem and provide the solutions. The United States Supreme Court has decided that contributing to a political campaign is a form of free speech, and we must respect that. On the accountability issue, if we're going to have money in the political process, we have to create a system where all Floridians know who are financially supporting each candidate and political committee, and in turn, what they are doing with that money. And as it applies to transparency, that way we'll know who contributed and who helped a candidate get into office and where they can continue to hold an elected official accountable for those actions. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Representative Ahern. Representative Hooper, you're recognized.
Chairman, thank you very much. Members, I'm going to speak this afternoon in favor of this good bill and to Chairman Shank for bringing it forward. The most recent election cycle we just all came through, it's always interesting to see the groups that are willing to spend enormous amounts of money, whether it's for a candidate from the president on down to a constitutional amendment, advocating on behalf or in opposition, and we never know who is funding that scenario. We don't know where their money comes from or how it's spent. With this bill today, we start the process of taking some action, of eliminating shadowy CCEs altogether and allowing Floridians to, the voters to see where the money in campaigns is coming from and where it's being spent. May not be the easiest road we're going to take on campaign reform, but it's the right path and a good start for the entire process and for our voters. Members, I would urge each of us to vote on this good bill today. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Representative Hooper. And next, Representative Williams, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And I also want to echo comments of my ranking member, Representative Cruz. The ability to, a lot of times in this process, we have issues that come before us that, at least in my past years, have in some cases have been a kind of a take it or leave it type of scenario. This hasn't been the case with this bill. We've had an opportunity to, you know, work with the sponsor of this bill, who I think in his effort has been a willing participant to make sure that we have some level of bipartisanship. And my goal is to get this bill into a position where, even though we may have members of the Democratic caucus vote for it in this committee, I want to get it to where it's a bill that, when it reaches the floor, we all can support. I think we all want to get rid of these CCEs, even though that probably 99% of Floridians don't know what a CCE is. We want to definitely get rid of them because we know that the impact that they have on our campaign process. A lot of times we've seen some of the negative campaigning that comes not only not from the candidate but from some of these CCEs that sound like great entities that everyone should be supportive of. But however, I must add that I still believe certain provisions of this bill, while maybe well-intentioned, still favor incumbents, me included. And I think that when we can put forth and vote for a bill that we know when we hit that green button on the floor in the chamber of our house, we can know that we are voting on a bill that would not give us any additional favor over the person that's running against us. And if we can fix and clean up those provisions, Mr. Chairman, and the bill sponsor, I think that would be a great day. And I think that would be a day that I think all of us can support and be and vote for. And so I look forward to working with the bill sponsor as this bill continues to move through the process, and hopefully we can get to that point. Thank you, Representative. Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Representative Williams. Representative Edwards, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Representative Williams, well said. And I also have hope that when we do hit that green button, it's going to be something that all of us can vote on and take full confidence in doing what we believe is truly right. We've talked a lot about the money in the system, and I do have to have hope that when my colleague reminds us that Lawton Charles won and was outspent 2-1, and we have members who were able to beat incumbents with large war chests, that nothing will be able to replace or substitute the hard work and personal integrity of all candidates. In the spirit of moving forward and giving us something to vote on at the end of the day to bring back to our constituents to show that we do mean business and we are serious about ethics reform, I'm going to vote yes today. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Edwards. Representative Peters, you're recognized in debate.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I want to echo a lot of what I've heard today, and I can tell you, having gone through a difficult campaign, both in the primary and in the general, and having negative campaigns with a lot of untruths and lack of integrity and no way to track where that money came, I am grateful to see that we are looking at transparency in the way that we are. I think this is a very good bill, and I'm proud to be supporting it. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Peters. I would just simply like to say, first of all, Chair Schenck, and to the Speaker, thank you for your leadership on this very, very important issue and for bringing this very good bill forward. You know, we talk a lot in Florida about government and the sunshine, and we're all very proud to be part of this. This is campaign finance in the sunshine as well. So much of what I wanted to say has been said, so I won't belabor that. But today I think we have a chance to pass a very good bill that goes a long way toward that transparency and accountability that we all, everyone at this table, knows is important. And I just want to thank my colleagues on both sides for their hard work on this issue together, because this isn't a partisan issue. This is a Florida issue, and you all have rolled up your sleeves, and we've worked very hard together to make this happen. So with a favorable vote today, which I would encourage as well, we will begin that process. So thank you very much for your hard work. Thank you for your participation in this. With that, Representative Schenck, you're recognized to close on your bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Again, thank you to many members who both sit on your committee and serve with us in the House who have come and stopped by to talk about campaign finance reform with me. Thank you. I want to say thank you to Representative Williams for making a good bill better. with your suggestions. I appreciate that. I appreciate the time you've taken to put into this issue. And members, the bill is simple. It takes Florida's election process, makes it one of the most transparent in the nation, and it does so while protecting everyone's free speech in the political process and giving contributions to political entities. So with that, I would encourage all of you to support the bill, and I look forward to working with you in the future. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair Schenck. And having closed on this bill, we will vote. John, will you please call the roll?
Captain White?
Yes.
Representative Ahern?
Yes.
Representative Baxley?
Yes.
Representative Cullen?
Yes.
Representative Cruz?
No.
Representative Diaz?
Yes.
Representative Edwards?
Yes.
Representative Holder? Representative Hooper?
Yes.
Representative Peters?
Yes.
Representative Rooney?
Yes.
Representative Williams?
No.
Representative Workman? The bill passed.
Thank you, members. And by your vote, House Bill 569 will be reported favorably. Members, we've done a good job today. We've done a good work. Thank you very much for your patience and your participation here. As you know, Wednesday, we will meet on the Elections Reform PCB, so I look forward to seeing you all Wednesday at our next meeting. And with that, and no objection, Vice Chair Diaz moves we rise.